This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, I am back. I'll explain all about where I was yesterday in a little while, but yes, it's me, and we're going to have a blast tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Yes, we're going to do Medal of Honor Tuesday an hour from now because we missed yesterday on a Monday, but wow, we have a lot to get to. Let's just go ahead and hit some highlights on top of everything else. I am going to, I feel so dirty saying this. I'm going to, in a way, defend John Thune here in a moment. Please don't change the channel. Let me explain myself first. I'll make you even angrier, and then you can change the channel. We'll defend John Thune. We'll talk not necessarily about the dirty jihadis in New York who tried to kill people, but the media's coverage of it. What's going on there? The Iran war, the popularity of it, the messaging, the counter messaging. We'll touch on that. Entertainment, is it improving? Some ways yes, some ways no. Seizing the institutions, all your emails, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's first begin here. You know, I have a doctor's appointment on Friday. Don't worry, everything's fine. This is one of those annual physical things. But rewinding, last year I went in for my annual physical and got my blood work done. And don't get me wrong, there was nothing alarming in it, but it wasn't great. It wasn't as good as it had been previously. Oh my gosh, your cholesterol's too high. There were things in there that had the doc looking at me like, what have you been doing for the last year? And look, I have every excuse in the world. My father had died, and I was eating through my feelings for a year. Couple extra beers, every wrong thing you can do, I did it. So, at the end, I had some bad blood work. The doc says, hey, you know, we can put you on some cholesterol medication. I know you're eating bad right now and this and that, and we can put you on some cholesterol medication. And to be honest with you, when I sat there and he offered that, I agreed. I said, you know what? Yeah, sure. But you know my thoughts on medication, on drugs in general. So I got the prescription, picked up this prescription at Walgreens or CVS, I forget which one, and then I never took it because I gave myself a long, hard look in the mirror. And I had a hard conversation with me. I looked in the mirror and I said, you're the problem, Jesse. It's time to put the cheeseburger down. Time to get back in the weight room. Time to drink more water, less soda. It's time to make some lifestyle changes. That's the root of the problem here. Oh, you can take a pill and cover it up. I have no doubt if I started popping those pills that my numbers would have looked great. But that wouldn't have taken care of the root of the problem, would it? John Thune, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, made everybody mad today. And here, just to recap, in case you've been living under a rock, the American people want the SAVE Act. You want it and I want it. You should have to show an ID Prove you're an American citizen before you can vote in an election. That's the most common sense thing in the world. This is not just something, by the way, Republicans want. Across the board, the American people want this. Donald Trump himself wants it, has loudly called for it, to the point he's even told John Thune, oh, you want me to endorse John Cornyn? Give me my SAVE Act. Where's my SAVE Act? Trump wants it. You want it. I want it. We want the SAVE Act. John Thune has been told, hey, filibuster, whatever you have to do, get the SAVE Act passed. Democrats are going to take back the House at the midterms. Probably things don't look great right now. We're losing ground with independents. The clock is ticking. Get us the SAVE Act passed. And John Thune, who you well know I'm not a fan of, I warned you about John Thune before he was ever elected Senate Majority Leader. I tried to stop it. Nevertheless, he's Senate Majority Leader. So I'm not a fan. But he got up today and made a bunch more enemies with this.
We don't have the votes either to proceed, get on a talking filibuster, nor to sustain one if we got on it. But that's just that is just a function of math. And there isn't anything I can do about that. I mean, I understand the president's got a passion to see this issue addressed, as we all do.
Does he understand that, though?
Well, we've conveyed that to him, but we will continue to make that argument because I think it's important that everybody understand that this really is about, it's about the votes, it's about the math. And I'm for better or worse, I'm the one who has to be the clear-eyed realist about what we can achieve here. And so we'll continue to convey that. And I think that we're going to have the fight on the floor. We're going to vote on this. We're going to put.
We got it. We're not getting the SAVE Act. Not going to be a talking filibuster. It's not happening. We don't have the votes. So we can, right now, in this moment, you and I, we can take our cholesterol medication, or we can have more exercise and fewer cheeseburgers. Which would you prefer? Because I'll tell you, cholesterol medication would be really easy. I could sit here right now and I could say, John Thune is a piece of crap. John Thune is screwing us over. It's all John Thune's fault. If it wasn't for John Thune, we would have the SAVE Act. It's all on John Thune. He's screwing over Megan, screwing over me. John Thune sucks. And you know what that is? That's cholesterol medication. You know what diet and exercise are? Red state GOP primary voters are lazy and stupid, and they don't go to the polls on primary day. And so now the reddest states in the United States of America have Republicans who are actually Democrats but pretend to be Republicans, and they continue to get elected in the reddest states in the country, and they screw us over to protect the system at all times. The truth is, and it doesn't apply specifically to you, so that sucks. Look, it sucks. It doesn't apply specifically to me. I vote in every primary. But the truth is, the problem is not John Thune. When John Thune says we don't have the votes, I've already laid it out for you. I laid it out last week. We don't have the votes. Mitch McConnell is retiring and hates Donald Trump with the fire of 1,000 suns. He cannot be bribed. He cannot be threatened. He's half dead already, and he's retiring. He just wants to screw Trump one more time on the way out the door. Tom Tillis, exact same situation. Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, she owes her entire career to Mitch McConnell, who backed up a Brinks truck to keep her in the United States Senate. We don't have the votes. We don't. They're not there. They don't exist. And you can't bribe your way to them. You can't blackmail your way to them. The votes do not exist. And the votes do not exist because red state primary voters, when it comes time to choose the next nominee, I'm going to go vote for Barrasso. I'm going to go vote for John Curtis. I'm going to vote for John Cornyn. Oh, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, I met him once at my church. He was so sweet. Oh, Mike Rounds. What a great guy. We had pancakes together. The red state GOP primary voter doesn't even bother to vote in primaries 90% of the time. I take that back. The number is actually 75% in the interest of accuracy. 25% participation in our primaries. Most of the time doesn't even bother. to get off the couch and go vote in the primary. And the other half of the time? Do you want me to read you the numbers again? Jewish producer Chris pulls them up all the time. You don't actually have to do it, Chris, but you're welcome to if you want. You want me to read you the primary numbers? It's not like these swamp rat scumbags who hold this stuff up are barely squeaking by in the primary. Complete and total domination of every single challenger they run up against. It's not like the GOP primary voter in these red states is really, it's neck and neck. He can't decide. They show up on election day in droves and vote for the same freaking dork time and time and time and time again. Because they saw him on TV, they met him at church, they had pancakes with him. Oh, James Lankford seems so nice. I met his wife. I'll vote again for Amnesty Lankford. Time and time and time and time again. Mitch McConnell. He sucks. He's screwing us. Where does he get off? Mitch McConnell got, you want to know what percentage of the last primary it is? You want to know the percentage? Percentage of the vote? 82. It was actually 82.8. It was almost 83. That's as dominant an election victory as there is on the planet. The red state primary voters in Kentucky, they seem to like Mitch McConnell just fine. The ones who even bothered to show up, and there weren't many, ran to the polls and voted for Mitch. I'm sorry, it's not time for cholesterol medication. It's time to get on the treadmill and put the pizza down. We'll finish this up in a moment. Maybe time to pick up some chalk too, by the way. Probably a real good time to do that. Start taking your energy levels seriously. You worried about that next visit to the doc? Well, I take natural herbal supplements from Chalk. I tell you what number I don't ever have to stress is my T levels. My doc tells me every time, my word, and I'm 44. You want to feel like that? 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days? Look, it's right there waiting for you. All you have to do is go get a subscription to Chalk. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. They have male vitality stacks. That's what I take every day, a male vitality stack. They have female vitality stacks for the ladies. Ladies are not forgotten. We have a bunch of women listening to this show who are on it. They have a pre-workout called Chad Mode. But none of it can help you if it's sitting there in the bottle at Chalk headquarters. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Monday or Tuesday. I'm sorry. I'm so happy to be back. I'm confused because Medal of Honor Monday is coming 45 minutes from now. And I will get to your emails in a bit. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So to piggyback off the point I just made. All right. I got it. You got it. We got it. We all got it. It's our fault. We haven't gotten involved enough in primaries to vote out Senate GOP losers, and now we don't have the votes. We need the votes, but we don't have them. Because I know what you're tempted to email. Maybe you already sent the email during the break. But Jesse, we have to have it. I know. We don't have the votes. They're not there. They don't exist. Stop sending Barrasso back to the Senate, and maybe we'll get the votes. Now, that's it for beating up on us. It's enough looking in the mirror. After all, can't have Chris doing that for too long. What, Chris? I was gone for a couple days. I missed it. All right, whatever. Now let's talk about them. What? Why wouldn't they all want the SAVE Act passed? I'm going to play you something. Here's a headline first. Illegal immigrant charged for allegedly voting in every presidential election since 2008. Just put that in your back pocket. I want you to listen to our old friend Pramila Jayapal. Listen to this.
Going after mail-in ballots and forcing IDs for people. And remember that if you have to have an ID, you have to come up with a birth certificate. Your birth certificate, 50% of Americans don't have birth certificates. 50% of the country, 50% of women who are married have a birth certificate where the name is different from your ID. And so if you have to have a birth certificate, that's also going to be a big challenge. So that's now what they're focusing on.
Of course, those are all lies. And let's set aside the fact that if you're too stupid to track down and be able to replace your birth certificate, which you can do, but if you're too dumb to be able to do that, then you shouldn't ever be voting in our elections anyway. All that aside, we talk about the system all the time, don't we? Our corrupted, communist-filled institutions, all of them now work together. The media works with the government, who works with education, who works with Hollywood. They're all in it together now to destroy this country and pillage the treasury and do all the things communists do. Okay, so you got it. And how have we described the system so many times before? It's easiest to think of it as a gigantic organized crime network. And to be honest, that's exactly what it is. Now, what is the prime mission of a mafia family? Protect the family. Protecting the family is everything. A mafia family will kill the boss himself, who is essentially the Lord High Commander. A mafia family will kill the boss himself if they think he poses a threat to the family. The system only exists to protect itself. And so once you get to Washington, D.C., Republican or Democrat, and you become a servant to that system, and the system will hand out generous rewards to you if you're in power and you are a loyal servant, just like the mafia capo who gets a generous cut of the latest bank heist or whatever it happens to be. There will be generous rewards coming your way if you serve the system. But in the end, the ultimate goal always remains the same. The system exists to protect itself at all times. It will never, ever, 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 ever tolerate a threat to it. It will kill to stop any threats to it, just like that mafia family will. How is it that, I forget what the exact number is. I think it's 83%. We'll just use that number because I like to make up things. No, I'm kidding. I actually think that's the number. 83% of the American people want everyone to have to show ID to vote, and yet we can't get 60 votes in the United States Senate. How's that humanly possible? Do you think the United States Senate exists to serve you? I mean, look. You want to know what it sounds like? The system? Here's what it sounds like.
But here's what I want to say to Saudi Arabia tonight. I'm willing to do a mutual defense agreement with your country to give you protection in perpetuity. Under the agreement I've been pushing, and I hope we can continue to talk about, if you're attacked by Iran, we would go to war for you.
That sounds like he's in it for the people of America? People of South Carolina? United States Senator from South Carolina gets on the television set and tells a foreign country that he's all in it for them. Didn't mention you once. I'm willing to go to war. Of course, Lindsey isn't going to war for anything. We know that. Your son will. Your daughter will too. These people exist. They are allowed to keep their power by serving the system. And the system requires illegals to vote because patriotic Americans would never vote for these people. Not in mass, anyway. All right, we'll continue. Speaking of Lindsey, we'll do some Iran talk next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Tuesday. I swear I'm actually in a good mood. Jewish producer Chris, he kept accusing me of being in a bad mood or something like that during the break. I'm actually in a great mood. I'm just a little fired up about a couple things. I'll admit, okay, so I might as well tell you, because I got this email. I might as well tell you now before we get back to the politics. Hey, Pink Flower, Glad to hear you on the Adam Carolla show this morning. After not seeing the show uploaded in podcast form last night, I assumed you had some sniffles. Anyway, after spending some time in L.A. to record the show, did you find a good saloon serving ice cream? You guys are bad people. So here's where I was yesterday. Remember, I can't ever tell you where I'm going before I go there for security reasons because people want to kill me and things like that. So I always have to wait and tell you when I get back. That's the way it is. Communists are violent people. Life's imperfect. Adam Carolla does the Adam Carolla show. Obviously, you know who Adam Carolla is. I mean, I used to listen to Adam Carolla when I was a kid. When I was a teenager, I used to listen to Adam Carolla. Well, unbeknownst to me, life is so weird. It's so funny. Adam Carolla listens to my show on the way home from work. He drives home from work in California. He lives in the LA area. Drives home from work, listens to my show. How about that? Life goes full circle. They reached out. He wanted me to come out, be on the show. I had to fly out to Los Angeles yesterday and be on the show. None of that really matters to you. I wanted to tell you where I was, but I will tell you this, though. So I was in Los Angeles. I stayed in downtown Los Angeles. And you know that Bible verse about a golden ring and a pig's snout? Chris, it's the Old Testament, for Pete's sake. How do you not know that either? Gosh, Chris, open up your Bible, or what do you people call it? A Torah. Torah. Open up the Torah, for Pete's sake. Anyway, golden ring and a pig's snout, and it's not about land. It's about, you know, a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. It's Solomon, whatever. I'll set that aside for now. But flying into Los Angeles, it's freaking gorgeous. Of course, when I land, it was on Sunday, when I land, it was 78 degrees. There's all these mountains, with all due respect to real mountains like the Rockies, there are actual mountains all around LA. You, of course, have the ocean right there. Flying in, you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I forgot how nice it was. This is paradise. It's California. Get off the plane. And I should have brought shorts. This is beautiful. And then I got in my cab and I started heading towards my hotel, which was in downtown LA. Man, I hate Democrats. I just hate communists so much. You know how I like to walk wherever I am, whether I'm in nature, small town, big city. I just like to walk. It's not just for the exercise, although I like that part of it. I like to see things and hear things in the fresh air. I want to smell it. I want to be there, and I think it's the best way to get a feel for a place. So I get to the hotel, and immediately I drop my bags. I don't have anybody with me. I'm alone, so I'm bored anyway. I don't want to sit in the room. And so I just take off, and I just start walking around L.A. Going to go get some food. I know you're shocked by that. You want to talk about a disgusting place that is built on top of such a beautiful piece of God's creation. You want to talk about a golden ring in a pig's snout? That place has to host the Olympics in 2 years. Chris, get this. Corey. Oh, by the way, producer Corey's back. Baby girl's healthy. Everyone can be happy. Rest easy. The ATMs. Now, I've been a lot of different places. New York City, everywhere across the country, I've been a lot of different places. The ATMs are locked up. Now, when I say locked up, maybe you think there's a padlock or something on it. No. You don't understand. The ATMs are completely encased in concrete and cinder blocks. If you want to see the screen on the ATM, there's a steel cage you have to look at the screen to. There's a tiny little slot where you can reach your hand in to withdraw your money once you're done, essentially getting the prison ATM. There are homeless people doing drugs laying around all over the place. Dirty socks, fast food wrappers. The whole place smells like pee. Oh yeah, Chris. Poop in the streets. And this is not me dogging on LA just because it's fun to dog on blue LA. It saddened me a great deal. Very similar, if not more, than remember how Rome saddened me? I dreamt my whole life of seeing Rome. I always wanted to see Rome. Finally got a chance to go see Rome, and I'll never be back. the whole the hobos washing themselves on the sidewalk, graffiti everywhere, Africans trying to pick your pocket at the Coliseum. It was so disappointing that this glorious place had been ruined by the stench of communism. Los Angeles should be paradise, and it is disgusting, absolutely disgusting. My wife, as you know, is a gymnast, and she wants to go see the women's gymnastics team in a couple years when the LA Olympics get there, when the Olympics get to Los Angeles. I had to break it to her today when I got home. I had to tell her, baby, you're not going. Unless I'm there. You're certainly not going without me. I promise you that. You're just not going. You're not allowed. She didn't even invite me on. She didn't even try to push back. Because for me to say that, she knew. She said, oh, man, it must be bad. I was mortified. It really brought home to me. We'll get to the Iran stuff in a moment. But it's one thing to sit and talk about it on the radio, to read about it, to see videos on social media and things like that. But to watch how communists have destroyed such a beautiful, beautiful place angered me to no end. And maybe you don't care about Los Angeles, and I don't blame you for that. If you're not there, you don't visit. It's not like I visit often. I don't think I've been there in 10 years. It's not like it's a place I go to a lot. So we're not there to be on Adam's show. But it's still part of America. It's our second biggest city. It's part of America. And in 2 years, the entire world, not just athletes, television cameras from all over the world, in 2 years, they're coming to land in Los Angeles. And they're going to spend, how long the Olympics last, Chris? A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. Chris, what do you know? What do you contribute? Chris said 2 weeks. Chris, I can tell you're guessing. Okay, everyone. Oh, Corey told you? Okay, it is 2 weeks. Press from all around the world. It's coming to land in Los Angeles in 2 years. They're going to be there for 2 weeks. And they're going to see ATMs locked up as if they're in San Quentin. Where are you going to run all the homeless people off to? The tents, the filth, everywhere. These people really do destroy everything they touch. And maybe it's something small. Maybe it's a local small business. Maybe they destroyed your public library. Maybe the public library in your town used to just have books, and they'd bring in a veteran to read books to the kids, and now it's drag queen story hour. But it gets bigger than that. Wherever you allow these scumbags to take over, they will destroy it. And honestly, part of it comes back to this too, which we played just beforehand. Part of it comes back to this. You think every person who votes in LA's election is an American?
Going after mail-in ballots and forcing IDs for people. And remember that if you have to have an ID, you have to come up with a birth certificate. Your birth certificate, 50% of Americans don't have birth certificates. 50% of the country, 50% of women who are married have a birth certificate where the name is different from your ID. And so if you have to have a birth certificate, that's also going to be a big challenge. So that's now what they're focusing on.
Why do these scumbags fight so hard against voter ID? Well, that's how they stay in power, so they can ruin places like Los Angeles. All right, I went on too long there. We're going to do a little bit of Iran talk. I have all kinds of stuff to get to, these terrorist attacks in New York. First, I want to talk about this. Would you like someone who works for you who knows how long the Olympics are when you ask them? I would like that. ZipRecruiter exists for people like you and people like me who want something better. If you need a new employee, maybe you're expanding, and good for you if you are. Maybe you need someone permanent and established who knows about the Olympics. Maybe you need a temporary person. Whatever you're looking for, ZipRecruiter is here for you. ZipRecruiter makes it easy because you're not a hiring manager. You don't have all day to sift through resumes. That's not a thing you have. What you do have is ZipRecruiter. They'll handle it all for you. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody good the first day. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. That lets you try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday, only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Tuesday. I'm going to deliver that. I'm not sure how long this Iran talk's going to last because I'm not actually going to talk specifically about Iran much. It's going to be about the situation at home, but we may have to splice this up. Either way, Medal of Honor Monday is coming 10 minutes from now. Now, here's some numbers. And here's a truth that the Trump administration knows. An operation like the Iran operation, the Iran war, whatever. I know they don't want to call it a war, but then Trump keeps calling it a war. So the White House is trying very, very hard, understandably, to message this the right way. And that's going to be part of the point of what we're about to say. It's not a war. It's not a war. You'll hear Rubio say it's not a war. It's an operation. Then Trump will get up because Trump just speaks off the cuff and he's like, the Iran war. So they don't want it to be called a war. They don't want the American people to think of it as a war. What Trump wants and what he's done successfully so many times is to get in, do something real quick, and get out. They don't want to call it a war. They want a quick operation. I mean, he's got Pete Hegseth out there saying this.
See, this is not 2003. This is not endless nation building under those types of quagmires we saw under Bush or Obama. It's not even close.
Trump says the war in Iran is very complete and far ahead of schedule. Why are they saying all this? Setting aside, well, it's true, it's not true, that's not important. What's the point of all of this kind of messaging? Hey, we're just trying to take out their missiles. They were about to attack us. It's not an endless war. This isn't Iraq. This is just an operation. What is the point of all this? Well, here's the point. All peoples at any point in history, this is not just America today. As we talked about last week, there is a finite appetite for war amongst the peoples of every nation at every point in time, no matter the circumstances. Now, the circumstances will determine how much rope the regime has for war. There's no question about that, and we'll get to that in a minute. But it's always finite. It's never, ever, 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 ever endless, no matter what the circumstances are. Eventually, the people tire of it, and they will want it to stop. If I had to say one exception possibly to that is if you're the country that's physically getting invaded, in that case, the people will have the most appetite for war ever because your very existence is up for, you know, your very existence is on the line. But even in that case, right, look, we're talking about the conquest of America with the Indians. Even as we were defeating the Indians and conquering the Indians, and some were, of course, fighting to the death. Geronimo, the famous Apache war chief, he was famous for this, for being this long holdout, and he's never going to give up, and he's never going to give in. And in the end, he gave in. No matter what, the appetite for war amongst the people is limited. When we started bombing the living hell out of Iran, well, Iran is a dirtball regime full of a bunch of jihadis who fund a bunch of jihadis. They've been killing Americans since 1979. We here in America, we don't like the fact that women are abused. We don't like terrorism. So in the beginning of it, everyone was cheering. Even if you were cautious or even if you're dead set against it, totally get that. It was pretty widely accepted by the American public because why? Well, it's not costing me personally much. I know it's my taxpayer money and things like that. I realize that, but what do I get out of it? Well, I don't like the Ayatollah, and now he's dead. Woohoo! We're blowing up the Iranian Navy? Sounds good to me. But as I warned in the very beginning, that's going to fade eventually. A war like the Iran war we're currently in, it hit its peak popularity in the very beginning of it. And from there, from that point on, almost no matter what, from that point on, the popularity of it will wane with the general public. Here's why it will wane so fast in an operation like this. The sell on it, and again, I'm not Johnny come lately to this. You remember I warned about this beforehand. You have to sell the necessity of these things to the American people. The sell of the Iran war was they've got missiles. They were about to shoot them at us. They were about to get nukes. They were about to get nukes. And maybe that's true, by the way. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's true. I don't know. Trump himself. Why did you do this? Came out and said, well, they told me.
In my opinion, based on what Steve and Jared and Pete and others were telling me, Marco, so involved, that I thought that they were going to attack us. I thought they would, if we didn't do this at the time we did it, I think they had in mind to attack us. And
now maybe, I'm sure that's what he was told, and that's fine. And by the way, maybe that's true. Maybe they had the missiles fueled up and they were ready to press the button. However, the reality is we, you and I, didn't feel that because we didn't get blown up. We didn't have a Pearl Harbor. So that means because we didn't feel it first, we won't feel the same lasting sense that this thing has to keep going on no matter what, because it was never palpable to us. And I warned about this beforehand. You have to sell better than they're almost going to get nukes, because that's going to fade so quick. It's like a sugar high. Feels great for about an hour. Then it's going to fade and it's going to suck. Yeah, on top of the fact, good point, Chris, that we've been hearing the weapons of mass destruction thing for a long time. Which brings me to the current polling and Lindsey Graham. Before we get to current polling and Lindsey Graham, which polling and Lindsey Graham, that's just two on the nose. I'm not even, what, Chris? We're going to do Medal of Honor Tuesday, then we'll get back to this. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.